to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I just left the courtroom where Mr. Abdulatala pled guilty to all 8 charges against him in the indictment, including terrorism and attempted murder. The reason for these crimes, he said, was because of the United States' support of Israel and for the U.S. killing of innocent Muslims around the world. Mr. Abdulatala added that he was faithfully fulfilling a religious obligation according to the Quran, and he called the bomb that he had on the airplane a blessed weapon. He also said that he was guilty of U.S. law, but not law according to the Quran. And finally, Mr. Abdulatala warned that the United States should be alerted that because of the blasphemy of Muhammad, God will strike the United States. The judge accepted the guilty plea, and the judge set a sentencing date for Thursday, January 12, 2012. Mr. Abdulatala now faces what will likely be life in prison.
There's legal analyst Charles Langdon reacting to the underwear bomber trial, pleading guilty, trying to blow up a U.S.-bound airplane on Christmas 2009. So the trial of the underwear bomber, number 10 on the countdown this week. Doug Steffen, welcome into our review of the hot hits and talk radio for the week ending Friday the 14th of October. We'll do as we usually do here, review the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine and us here at Steffen Multimedia. And this week, the underwear bomber, as I said, number 10. Number 9 on the countdown is the BlackBerry service outage. Talk host Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan here reviewing the outages, which began in Europe and quickly spread all over the globe, affecting thousands and thousands who were completely dependent on their smartphones.
This not only was one of the greatest travails I have ever lived through, and thousands of you have lived through, it continues as we speak.
Uh-huh.
Here's the report on this outrage.
It started here in the UK, parts of Europe and the Middle East. On Monday, that's when these sort of outages were first noted, people having problems receiving their emails, messages, and being able to browse on their BlackBerries. And then over yesterday and this morning, we're now hearing of more reports in South America and even in North America, in the United States.
That is the worst news report we've ever played. The woman is totally blasé. There are outages in the United States and the UK. This was a disaster. BlackBerry. Marjorie has BlackBerry.
Why don't you detail your terror ordeal?
Marjorie did not even know that her BlackBerry was not working.
I did not.
Let me just give you an example. It was down, it was up, it was down, it was up. A lot of us depend on it. It is our lifeline. At 12:02 yesterday, I'm not done yet. 12:02 yesterday, I got 60-some emails and messages all at once. And I figured, oh, my God, I knew. Why wasn't I getting any before? Now it's fine. Then it went down again. And then went up. And it's also, I'm having problems sending emails this morning. If your life depends on email, messaging, accessing the internet through your BlackBerry as I do, all those kinds of things. Was this something you just take in stride, as Marjorie apparently did, of course, because she didn't know it was happening, or was it a disaster of epic proportions? You know what you don't understand?
What don't you understand, Jim?
A huge percentage of the human race, a huge percentage of the human race, led by me, is totally dependent on their smartphone. It totally depends on their BlackBerry.
I think that's, you want to assess that situation,
Jim.
No,
but wait, excuse me.
Take a moment and evaluate what you just said.
Okay, Marjorie.
You're totally dependent on
BlackBerry. Yes, it's how many of us communicate. What if it turns out yesterday when you wrote that story on the Corn Maze page, one of the Boston Herald?
Corn Maze, yep.
Okay, that was a really important story. Now, let me say Corn Maze.
Very important story.
It actually was a pretty great story. On page 1 of the Boston Herald today, let's assume, for example, your PC didn't work. So you couldn't send it to, and you couldn't get on siteusa.com, your phone was broken too. Would you have said, oh, it's no big deal? Most of us communicate through our BlackBerry.
Yes. Well, here's the
thing, Jim.
If
you can't get information or give it out, you're in trouble.
Here's the situation, Jim, that many people have abandoned their landlines at home, so they may not have those
more
anymore.
Than half now, actually.
But half still do have landlines. Almost everybody's got landlines at their office. So when your BlackBerry breaks down, you use your computer at the office or you use your landline.
Or if you're
it's not
the world.
As if you don't have any alternative.
Here's Georgette. I work in a hospital. I can tell you there are a lot of people who totally depend on their BlackBerries.
Up next on the countdown, a shooting at a California salon leaves 8 people dead, and Michael Jackson's doctor seems to be shifting his defense. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 8 on the countdown, the Seal Beach Massacre. Here host John Phillips talks to reporter Carolyn Costello about the shooting, which appears to have stemmed from a contentious custody battle, and the shooter's ex-wife was the primary target.
What's the latest from Seal Beach, from this horrific accident?
Well, we're getting a lot of information, mostly from family members and friends of the people who are working in that salon. The police are working closely with the prosecutor's office. They're being very tight-lipped. This is what we're learning. We're learning that the gunman is identified not by police at this point, but by witnesses and family members as Scott DeCry. We're told, as you mentioned, he was wearing a bulletproof vest when he walked into that salon, Salon Meritage, this afternoon and began shooting. The salon is owned by Randy Fannin and his wife, Sandy. Randy, we are told, was killed in the shooting rampage. Now, sources tell us one of the hairdressers working there was DeCry's ex-wife, Michelle. The two of them in the midst of a contentious custody dispute over their 9-year-old son. Now, police tell us the shooter walked in about 1:20 this afternoon. We're told by sources that he put a gun to one of the employees' stomachs. We're told the salon owner, Randy Fannin, tried to talk him down. He told him to put the gun down. We can work this out. We're told DeCry then said, shut up, and he started shooting. I'm told that two employees were able to hide inside a bathroom. They heard the gunshots, then they heard the gunshots go quiet, but then they say the shooter reloaded his gun. He started firing again, killing a total of 8 people, leaving a 9th person in critical condition. 3 people were still alive when police arrived on the scene this afternoon. Those 3 were rushed to the hospital. 2 of them later died. Among the dead, as we mentioned, the salon owner, Randy Fannin, as well as DeCry's ex-wife, Michelle. We spoke with a lot of people who used to work at the salon. They say the owners were wonderful people, and they tell us that the suspect in this case often made threats against his ex-wife, but they've been battling for custody for quite some time.
Up to number 7 on the countdown, the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor, Here is Robin Mead and Ryan Smith talking about a surprising change in the Conrad Murray defense strategy.
Michael Jackson would be alive today if his doctor had followed basic medical rules. That's the stunning testimony, anyway, that the jury heard from an expert witness. The cardiologist said that Dr. Conrad Murray's own statement to police proves that he deviated from the standard care. He called it gross negligence, and he seemed to really hit home with some of the examples.
When you monitor a patient, you never leave their side, especially after giving propofol. It's like leaving a baby that's sleeping on your kitchen countertop.
Well, we've learned that Dr. Conrad Murray's defense team is tweaking its strategy. Did they back themselves into a corner? Ryan Smith with more on that from L.A.
Good morning, Robin. Just coming out of the criminal courthouse where it was a big day in the Conrad Murray trial. But there was a subtle shift that not everybody caught on to that I'm going to tell you about. It's a change in the defense's theory. In court yesterday, prosecutors wanted to introduce a study. Six people or so in Chile took propofol, just drank it, and didn't feel any effects of it. See, the prosecution wanted to contradict the defense's supposed theory that Michael Jackson drank propofol. Well, the defense's response to that was to say they don't plan on offering that as part of their theory. And that's a subtle change in what they're trying to do, but it makes a difference in terms of their strategy. You see, they were hoping to say that Michael Jackson self-administered propofol, and it could have been done in a variety of ways, including drinking that propofol. Now, they're locked into the idea that Michael Jackson either injected that propofol and possibly also took 8 lorazepam pills, and that that's what might have caused his death. When you cut down on the options in the defense's case, well, that could cut down on their avenues for reasonable doubt. And for the defense, it's all about establishing reasonable doubt.
Number 6 on the countdown, the activity in the financial markets around the world. Here's host Ray Appleton with Mark Hulbert. He works for MarketWatch. And Hulbert says it's good news that Wall Street is in a bad mood.
So good news, Wall Street's in a bad mood. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it sounds, Hall of Mirrors, doesn't it? But it basically has a good, strong theoretical foundation. It's known as contrarian analysis, and it turns out that Wall Street tends to do its best work when the mood is foul, and it does its worst when the mood is good. And there's a reason for that, and that is that when everyone is already excited, any money that's on the sidelines has probably already been invested, so there's not a lot of additional sideline cash to propel it higher, whereas when the mood is pretty bad, it's just the opposite. And that's why we have a famous saying on Wall Street called that a bull market likes to climb a wall of worry. And basically what I'm reporting in my column today on the site is that the wall of worry out there is quite strong, even in spite of a very strong rally over the last 7 days.
Now, this wall of worry, what is that founded in? What's the worry all about?
Well, of course, there's always plenty of things to reason, plenty of reasons to be worried, and indeed, we all know them because the headlines are making a big deal of them, starting with Europe and a possibility of recession in this country, and, keep on going. The point that contrarian analysis makes is that there are always things to worry about, and so the question is Wall Street looking at the glass and seeing it as half full or as half empty? And so think about it this way. The corporate America is worth 10% more, about 11% more now, given this morning's rise, than it was 7 days ago. Is it really the case that corporate America collectively is worth that much more? That'd be more than $1 trillion of additional value. Well, no, you can't come up with a fundamental reason that looks at their profitability and so forth and says, well, they really are worth $1 trillion more. Changes of that magnitude over this short period of time really are a function of sentiment. And that's the shift that I'm talking about people are saying, well, maybe things aren't as bad as I thought, and I'll put some money back in the market.
Coming up, the subpoenas have gone out. We'll hear from a congressman about what's going to happen next in the Fast and Furious scandal here on The Countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number five here this week is the scandal involving our Attorney General. On Fox, Greta Van Susteren talked to Congressman Daryl Issa from California about the subpoenas for the Attorney General's office and what will happen next.
All right, you subpoenaed the Attorney General. Why?
No, we subpoenaed records from the Attorney General's office. The Attorney General's been invited by the Judiciary Committee, and we hope that he'll come and explain the inconsistencies in his last testimony.
But why have you subpoenaed him? Is he willing to come?
Coupled with...
We believe he will. Chairman Lamar Smith asked him to come before a joint session of our committee and his committee, and he couldn't do the dates we did ask, but they're negotiating other dates right now.
So there's no resistance from the Attorney General to come here to Capitol Hill to testify before your committee?
Well, I can't say there's no resistance, but we certainly know that he's going to have to clear the air by answering fully and completely what he knew, when he knew it, and why he didn't know it, if that's the case, because obviously his key lieutenants did know a great deal about Fast and Furious.
Have you asked him that before?
I asked him on May 3rd, and the answer I got was that he didn't know. I'd like an opportunity to ask him more thoroughly.
When you asked him on May 3rd, did you ask him why he didn't know?
You know, the amazing thing was he said he only knew 2 weeks before. We only had 5 minutes. Jason Chaffetz followed up a little bit. We were, quite frankly, sort of astonished that he would say he didn't know. We believed at that time that so many people knew that it was hard to believe that he wouldn't be further briefed, particularly after Brian Terry was killed. One would think that if a law enforcement officer was murdered by weapons that had been allowed to walk, that the Attorney General would be informed.
When were you first briefed about what was going on in Operation Fast and Furious?
Never.
Never?
Never. The fact is that we had a briefing on drugs. We asked about guns. They gave us information on number of guns and so on. They never mentioned Fast and Furious by name. Kenneth Melson was in that briefing. More importantly, it's very clear that that's intended to be, if you will, a way to imply that I knew. Greta, if I knew, I would have stopped it. More importantly, it wasn't my obligation to know about Fast and Furious. It was the Attorney General's obligation to make sure it didn't happen.
Number four item of the countdown, President Obama's jobs bill. Here host Jack Harris has Senator Marco Rubio from Florida. They're talking about what he, Rubio, would do about jobs that may be different from the bill that he helped defeat this week.
You helped defeat the jobs bill, or the so-called jobs bill, from the President and Congress in the Senate. What would you do specifically to get people back to work?
Oh, gosh, there's no shortage of things. First of all, tax reform. People think tax reform means tax cuts. It can, but more importantly, it means simplifying our tax code. Why do we have the highest corporate tax rate in the world? You know, that's why we don't have any manufacturing left in this country. What about streamlining regulations? What about streamlining the permitting process? especially for large projects that are being hung up by environmental and federal regulations. Not because they're not going to pass the permitting, but because it takes so long to get that stuff done. You know, what about a real plan to start bringing the debt under control? Because that's a lot of capital flowing overseas because people are afraid to invest in our economy because it means higher interest rates and higher taxes. You know, how about investing in career education? How about saying that it's okay for kids not to go to a four-year university? It's okay for them to go out and get a career in fixing airplane engines or building things, and we can teach them to do that while they're still in high school, as opposed to allowing them to kind of wander for 10 years and then finding their way back to a trade school somewhere. I mean, there's no shortage of policy prescriptions that we've offered. Whether the media chooses to cover it or not is, you know, is out of our control. But we talk about it all the time, and some of them have bipartisan support. They're just hung up in the politics of the state.
Recapping, underwear bomber trial, number 10. Blackberry service outage, 9. Seal Beach massacre, 8. 7, the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor. Number 6, activity in the financial markets. Number 5, the Fast and Furious scandal. And the president's jobs bill is number 4. So that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1. They're up next on the countdown.
Want to know how you can get the latest in consumer electronics for free? Then log on to
freeslide11.com
and find out how you can get a free brand-name laptop, digital camera, gaming console, Apple iPad, and much, much more.
That's right.
freeslide11.com is your spot for free items online.
I can't believe how easy it is.
Just go to freeslide11.com.
Complete a survey and participate in some amazing offers.
That's right.
freeslide11.com
is your source for the latest consumer electronics on the market. And you may be eligible to get them absolutely free. Just visit www.freeslide11.com.
Freeslide11.com.
It's crazy and totally legit.
Freeslide is the real deal, man.
Hey, what's better than free, right?
Don't delay. Today's offer will end at midnight tonight, so hurry and get yours today. And check back daily to see what other amazing electronics are available.
Freeslide11.com.
It's your spot for free stuff on the web. Terms and conditions may apply, so see website for details. Hurry before today's product expires. Again, go to
Freeslide11.com.
It's www.freeslide11.com.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrowing.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at Footnap.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery. due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Rolling along with the countdown, the second half hour. Welcome back. I'm Doug Steffen. We're reviewing the top 10 hits, and we're up to number 3, the Occupy protest movement. Host Johnny Walker here with Brian Pierce. Pierce flew from the Midwest to New York to take part in these protests.
It's not just people who are on Wall Street in New York or just the news agencies. There's people all over paying attention to you. Do you think it's the right attention?
I think that anytime you throw a party in one of the largest cities and you're offering free food, that you're going to get a lot of freeloaders who come in there and are there just to have fun.
Right.
Fine, because it's a very inclusive thing, and that's what the point of it. But beyond all the people who are here just to have fun and party, there is a strong group of very serious, very dedicated, and very, very intelligent people who are organizing this and moving things towards practical change.
I asked our news guy today, and I said, what do they want to accomplish? His answer was, I don't know. So that's why you're here, Brian. And I know it may be a complicated answer, but can you do the best answer for our listeners? What do you want to accomplish? If you can narrow it to one thing, what's the mission?
The mission is to get the United States government back in the hands of the people where it belongs and out of the hands of corporations who are now controlling it and dictating public policy and our rights.
And this is going to work?
This is definitely going to work because it's something that everybody wants, and we will get the true 99% on board with it. And as soon as we can take one collective step forward, we will get some very real things.
What's the step forward, Brian?
The collective step forward that we're working on right now is to end corporate personhood and introduce legislature that we will demand to be passed as the 99% that will end the campaign financing by corporations and even by individuals and will rid our government of corruption.
Okay, so wait a minute. So that sounds like that. To me, that's what I hear out of everything you've said so far. You want to get legislation that says no more corporate backing candidates.
Definitely. That's an important first step. This is not the ultimate goal, but this is a vital, important first step that everyone can get on board with.
Okay, so Brian, I see where you want to go. I see what you're talking about. I think there's a lot of people that mimic exactly what you're saying. They repeated it themselves in conversations with their family and friends or at the local pub. They agree. This country, what the heck? We want to be in more control. How does you and your crew of intelligent people camping out in Wall Street do that? I want to know, how do we get a piece of legislation from you doing what you're doing?
This, and I will tell you exactly how. What's going to happen is we're going to create a structure that is going to name this revolution and define some very clear consensus goals that everybody can get on board. But as soon as we do this, we draw into us all these social progress groups that are currently working independently, groups like Amnesty International, Legalize Marijuana, just about any sort of progressive group you can imagine that wants a free government that the people control. We gather everybody together, get all the individuals on board, and now we truly are the 99%, whereas now we're probably at the 5%. You know, and so as soon as we get a collective group and move forward, we are the people, and thus we are the government, and what we say goes. So this is how it gets done. It's not a party. It's not a group of, you know, 200,000 people. It is the people. And when we demand something be done, the government will do it, because if they refuse, then they're admitting that it's a dictatorship, not a democracy. Whatever the majority and the people want will go. And that's what we're doing. We're organizing the people, not just the occupiers.
Here is Talk host Ross Kaminsky with Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal. He says the protesters haven't got any idea how the world actually works.
I saw a news story on several different liberal websites over the past few days that they've all copied each other, entitled Fox News Launches an All-Out Assault Against Occupy Wall Street, and you're villain number one in this article. So you're the first name mentioned, Steve Moore, claiming the protests don't know how the world works.
Well, I was out in Wall Street last week. I haven't been out there for about a week, but I did witness what was going on there. And look, these are just a bunch of confused kids mostly. But you know, they were chanting stuff like down with free enterprise and, you know, no more corporate greed and tax the rich and down with corporations. And I asked one kid who he had to sign, he said, we want jobs. And I said, would you work for a corporation? And he said, I don't know. I would work for a corporation. You know, I said, well, how are you going to get jobs if you don't have profits and you have corporations and businesses? You know, so it's very confused. It's almost like they don't really know what they want. I think part of it is just anger at the fact that the hope and promise didn't work out so well.
I mean, as far as not knowing what they want, isn't that a fairly common side effect of being stoned?
Well, you would know.
No, I wouldn't know. I have never tried it in my whole life, Steve. Believe it or not, not once.
Well, you know, what's interesting is it's mostly kids, you know, who don't know anything. But, you know, and you can excuse that kind of behavior. We all did stupid things when we were 22 years old. But how do you explain the adults, the people in their 30s and 40s and 50s who are out there railing against free enterprise and corporations and so on? And so it's just very misguided. But I think one of the really unfortunate things about it is they should be railing against the government, right? I mean, that's what caused this crisis.
That leads us to number two, the Iranian assassination plot allegations. That's in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Talk Radio in Review. We're up to number 2 on the countdown, the Iran plot. From MSNBC, Tom Roberts talks to Middle East correspondent Ali Aruzi about the elite force behind this alleged terror plot.
Strong reaction from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton about an alleged Iranian plot to assassinate Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the U.S. The U.S. imposed new sanctions on an Iranian airline, and the State Department has issued a terror alert for Americans worldwide. Now, the alleged plan involved detonating a bomb at an undetermined Washington restaurant and blowing up the Saudi embassy in Washington. U.S. officials tell NBC News there was also a secondary plot targeting the Israeli embassy as well. An Iranian-born naturalized American is under arrest and was arraigned Tuesday in New York. Starting last spring, he allegedly tried to hire an assassin from a Mexican drug cartel, but American officials say his contact turned out to be a U.S. undercover agent. Now, Iran is calling the allegations ridiculous. Joining me now in our studio, NBC News Tehran Bureau Chief Ali Aruzi. Ali, it's good to have you here as we try to dissect through all the information that's now coming out. Press Secretary Jay Carney giving a briefing at the White House says that this plotting happened at senior levels of Iran's elite Quds force. What can you tell us about the elite Quds force?
Well, it's the Revolutionary Guards International branch, and they've taken the most elite members of the Revolutionary Guard and put them in the Quds force. So these are the top of the top in Iran, and they do all of their operations abroad. Having said that, it's uncharacteristic of them to pull up an operation like this on American soil at a time when Iran is under such scrutiny over its nuclear program. I just can't see them wanting this headache. On the other side, I mean, the comments that are coming from the DOJ and the Secretary of State are very vocal, and they must have some evidence to back this up. So I think over the course of the next few days, as the evidence comes out, we'll have a clearer picture.
And as we were seeing, the one suspect that was already making appearances in a New York court, a second suspect is still believed to be in Iran. What do we know about the connection that he may have to the Iranian government?
Well, the second suspect may have some connection to the man that was arrested here. Apparently they have a cousin that's linked in the Quds force, and you know, he would have been a senior operative in Iran advising him, telling him how to go about his business if indeed he was involved. The other guy is now in Iran at large, so I don't think we'll ever see him again.
And Ali, meanwhile, Iran is calling this ridiculous and saying basically this is America setting us up, making us look bad so they can impose more sanctions on us.
Exactly, and that's what that was the first reaction they said yesterday. They said this is an excuse by America and Israel to further isolate Iran, bring bigger sanctions in. They even went to say that this was a plot by America to deflect attention on what's going on Wall Street.
Talk host Jane Foy here with CBS foreign correspondent Larry Miller about the international reaction to the plot.
Larry Miller is in London, and we'd like to know what the rest of the world thinks is going on with this assassination attempt.
Well, it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to the Saudis, of course, you get one view. If you talk to the Iranians, of course, you get another view. What the UK is saying, and France for that matter, that the alleged plot amounts to a flagrant violation of international law. Britain and France say they'll support any measures that will help hold Iran accountable for its actions. The EU will support whatever is decided. UN come up to the plate, I suppose, and increase sanctions. There's big questions about that. The UN is split on the issue. Analysts are saying, well, what this does, it pretty much kills any chance of doing a deal on Iran's nuclear issue. The diplomacy on that is dead. So there's right now a war of words. It's diplomatic skirmishes that may or may not amount to a lot. Already, remember, there are a lot of sanctions already imposed on Iran over its nuclear program. So what more can be done? That's the question.
Well, what is the difference? It's really splitting hairs. You have perhaps some rogue Secret Service elite whatever planning an assassination, or you have them sanctioned by the Iranian government, and that seems to be an act of war. So where do you separate it between assassination attempts and an act of war?
Well, I suppose what you're asking is, were these rogues who didn't have the authority or the knowledge of the government, the Iranian government and leadership, and were acting on their own, or were they sent to do the deed by the Iranian officials? Iran says today that it's a U.S.-Israeli plot and has sent a letter to the U.N. Secretary General to express its outrage, Iran's outrage over the allegations. And then it goes on to say it's politically motivated, a showcase for the U.S.'s longstanding animosity toward the Iranian nation, et cetera, et cetera. Saudi Arabia, remember, these are two Muslim nations. One is Shiite, which is the Iranians, and the other one is Saudi Arabia, the Sunnis. And they are at each other's throats constantly. We saw the Iran-Iraq war, in which a million Muslims died. One was Sunni, one was Shiite. But Saudi Arabia says it's considering decisive steps, what it calls decisive steps over the alleged Iranian plot, condemns what it called this outrageous and heinous assassination plot. But what steps can be taken short of military? I understand the vice president yesterday said nothing is off the table. But a military strike, unlikely.
Here's host Garland Robinette with analyst Raymond Tanter, who's not surprised at all by the action from Iran.
Iran pays a couple of guys to come in, kill the Saudi Arabian ambassador on American soil. And the plot includes a plan to pay a Mexican drug cartel to do this and also bomb the Israeli embassy in Washington and the Israeli and Saudi embassies in Argentina. I see this story being prefaced over and over. Rather bizarre. Hard to believe. You can't make this stuff up. Do you believe this?
Oh, I believe it. And there are two schools of thought on this issue of whether the Iranian government is involved in this plot. And my take is that I'm not surprised by this because I've been following what the Iranians have been doing for quite some time. And I'm shocked that the Secretary of State thought this was bizarre. The Iranian regime, through its Quds Force, has been killing Americans in various guises.
Excuse me, that Quds Force, that's their elite Revolutionary Guard, right?
Correct. It's the special forces within the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps. It's called the Quds Force, and it's called the Jerusalem Force in English. Quds is Jerusalem in Farsi.
I see.
Hezbollah attacked Americans in Beirut. Under the control of the Americans, of the Iranian regime. In 1992, there were six or so Kurdish Iranians killed in Berlin in Mykonos restaurant, a restaurant called Mykonos, and it was traced to the highest levels of the Iranian regime, in particular the supreme leader Ali Khamenei. And in 1996, June 26, 1996, the Khobar Towers incident occurs. 19 Americans were killed, and the investigation, everyone first thought it was Hezbollah in Saudi Arabia, the Party of God in Saudi Arabia. But the attack was organized, planned, funded, and executed by the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps under the direct direction of the Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. Now, who said this? Louis Free, the former director of the FBI.
Okay, that leaves us at number one, presidential race in the focus. Next, here on the Talk Radio Review.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one, who's running? 2012 presidential race next year. Bill O'Reilly talks to political analyst Charles Krauthammer about whether either Mitt Romney or Herman Cain really do have a chance.
Herman Cain is not going to beat President Obama. If Herman Cain were to secure the Republican nomination, as charismatic and as interesting to watch as he is, he's not going to beat Barack Obama. All right? So that's what the establishment Republicans are worried about. They believe, and I know you know this is true, at this point, and it could happen, Romney could stumble, Perry could miraculously rise from the dead, I guess. Romney, in the polls, is beating Obama. Romney, in the independent precincts, is beating Obama big. That's why the Republican establishment wants him.
Romney meets the threshold for conservative acceptance. He's not your number one choice. Again, you'd go for a Ryan, you'd go for a Christie, you'd go for a Mitch Daniels, but he's acceptable. He meets the threshold. And if you looked at how he performed, he was superb. There's no denying that. This is not advocacy. This is analysis. He handled himself on every issue. He was fluent and knowledgeable and informed. And look, it isn't only us who are saying he's the one. Look what happened when they opened debate to candidates questioning each other. Of all the candidates in the debate, four of them devoted their question and their attack against Romney.
Yeah, because he's obviously the front runner.
Well, he's the front runner, and it wasn't directed at Cain or even at a parent.
Well, they were mocking and his 999, though. They were after Herman on the 999 thing. They went after him hard on that.
It was more the moderators who brought it up when they showed a clip, and then everybody responded.
Yeah,
when
then everybody
spontaneously,
jumped on.
When you spontaneously gave the floor to the other candidates, who did the majority of them go after Romney because he is the one to beat.
Here's Talk Host Wayne Cabot with Jonathan Wiseman from the Wall Street Journal. They talk about a new poll showing Herman Cain as the new front runner He's actually 4 points ahead of Mitt Romney now.
Jonathan, your poll is getting an awful lot of attention in politics and the media today. People are asking, can this really be happening?
And we knew it would. I mean, when we saw these numbers, we said, wow, this is going to be a shocker. People are going to be talking about this.
Give us the numbers.
Well, Herman Cain is now at 27%. That leads the Republican field among Republican voters. What's amazing is that is up from 5% in August. In a month and a half, he went from 5% to 27%. Mitt Romney is second at 23%, and that's exactly where he was before. He has not changed. Rick Perry plunged from 38% in August to 16%. So what you're seeing is a lot of people who really wanted to pull for Rick Perry have decided to go elsewhere, and a whole lot of those went to Herman Cain.
What is it about Cain that resonates?
You know, he has this very folksy demeanor. He seems to people like he's not a politician. He just says it like it is. And they seem to like this plan, the 999 plan, which is a flat 9% income tax rate, a flat 9% corporate tax rate, and a new 9% federal sales tax. That last one could ultimately stick in the craw of a whole lot of people, though.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know the answer to this, and I wanted to look it up, but I haven't done this yet. Do you know, would that 9% federal sales tax be on top of state taxes? I assume that it would be.
Oh, yes.
In a place like New York, you're looking at like 18% or whatever that would be, 16%.
Yes, and you know, and I'll tell you, it would be a very big concern because he keeps adding new wrinkles. Herman Cain keeps adding wrinkles to this thing. And yesterday I learned that he said, well, the 9% sales tax, federal sales tax, would not apply to used goods. I mean, that means houses, you know, unless you're buying a brand new house off the builder's lot, you wouldn't have to pay your tax on that. But, you know, I would imagine that once you start seeing tax rate, sales taxes shooting upward, a whole lot of things that aren't particularly used are going to be classified as used. I mean, there are a lot of wrinkles in this that have yet to be ironed out.
Well, even if Cain does not ultimately prevail in the Republican nomination, at least he's got people talking about some key things, the economy and taxes.
That's for sure.
The 2012 presidential race, most talked about topic on talk radio this week, issue-oriented news talk radio. So we get back to number 10. Quick recap again, the underwear bomber trial. BlackBerry service outage is number 9. Number 8 is the Seal Beach Massacre. Number 7, the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor. Financial market activity is 6. Fast and Furious scandal number 5. The jobs bill is 4. Protest movements number 3. Iran assassination plot number 2. And the presidential race, as I said, number 1 here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.